get to Paul Sollentrop here in just a moment. Wichita Eagle, Wichita State beat writer. How interested would the Shockers be from their end of this whole deal and playing K-State potentially in a non-conference basketball game? I'll squeeze this in, and I don't have time today to get real in-depth into it. Maybe we can tomorrow when Tyler is back. But this, another quote coming out of one of the Catbacker events from earlier this week, another Kelis Robinette story from the Wichita Eagle and Kansas City Star. It's Bill Snyder on the new signing period, the early signing period that's been instituted in college football. There will now be a signing period from December 20th to the 22nd, as well as in early February for college football. So it works more like a lot of the other sports with that. I thought initially most people figured Bill Snyder would be somewhat in favor of that because K-State has had a number of recruits switch late in recent years. And, you know, if you can lock them up in December, fairly self-explanatory. It's just less time for recruits to flip-flop if you can get them to sign early. But I had not fully thought this through, and Bill Snyder was very against it with his comments, pretty pointed comments against the early signing period. He said, quote, "It takes a lot of young people off the table very quickly. The biggest nemesis is what it does in regards to your assistant coaches and opportunities for them to take time off. They need vacation, and that kind of breaks into that." So basically what you have here is when there is a signing period in December, that, you know, especially if you're involved in a bowl game, it's going to require a lot more work recruiting when you're technically still in season. One of Bill Snyder's biggest things has been devoting so much to player development while the season is actually going on. K-State recruits less in season than most Power 5 college football programs do because the focus there is to player development and on the players that are here right now, making sure the team is doing everything they can. Then you go recruit once the season is done, and the early signing period here is going to affect how that works. And I had not fully thought it through like that, but it does make sense that the way Bill Snyder operates, the way Bill Snyder likes to do it, it can be perceived as a disadvantage for K-State. The biggest thing with it really is I think it will just require some tweaking. It will require retooling the way you do things. And Bill Snyder, we know, is such a creature of habit. His system, it has worked so tremendously well. When you throw a wrench into it, that does, you know, it's going to require some more work. It's going to require trying to figure out how to do it somewhat differently. I can understand now how he would be frustrated by the early signing period. So just a quick synopsis there. I did think it was interesting how pointed the comments were against the early signing period there from Bill Snyder. You can't be serious at 550. Brady tries to defend Tom Brady at 540. But for now, joined by Paul Sollentrop from the Wichita Eagle, Wichita State beat writer. Yesterday, we brought up the comments from Gene Taylor and Bruce Weber that they would be open to playing Wichita State in a non-conference game in the future, potentially. We talked about yesterday, would Wichita State be interested in it? Because they're a program now that in the last 6 years has made six straight tournaments. They've been to a Final Four. They've been a one seed. They've been to another Sweet 16. They had such a great run, and they did go out and play a lot of Power 5-esque competition last year. With their move to the American Athletic Conference, where they're going to get games against Cincinnati, SMU, UConn, that's going to help beef up the schedule. Would they still be interested in playing K-State? That's a question that I really wanted to get the answer to. So let's see. Paul Sollentrop, who does a great job covering Wichita State, would the Shockers be interested in this matchup in playing K-State?
Yeah, I wouldn't think there's any reason why not. I haven't really had a chance to talk to anybody from Wichita State, but I would say based on past conversations and just Wichita State's general scheduling philosophy, you know, they would be open to playing good teams and good programs. And K-State would definitely qualify in that realm. You know, as long as Wichita State's going to want a home game or some kind of home game, I think as long as it's an even deal, I think that would fit in with what Wichita State's trying to do.
Well, that to me is one of the interesting parts of this is how it would work out logistically if the series were to happen. What do you think Wichita State would consider to be equal footing on each side if they were to schedule it?
Yeah, that would be interesting. I guess, you know, it would start with they would want to play in, you know, if K-State's playing in Bramlage, then I would think Wichita State would want to play in Coke Arena. You know, maybe they'd move it to Intrust, I guess, as long as then you'd probably get into how are the tickets divided up and things like that. Again, and I haven't had a chance to talk to anybody from Wichita State about this really recently, but, you know, I guess if it's their home game at Intrust, would they do that and then go back to Bramlage? I guess maybe they'd think about that. They play a game in Trustbank Arena every year, so maybe they'd be open to that, depending on how the tickets shake out. As far as what the specifics, what would they be up for? I guess I don't know that, but certainly they would insist on one game that is, kind of their home game, their ticket controlled game.
Talking right now with Paul Solentrop from the Wichita Eagle, Wichita State beat writer. You think the Wichita State fans, does this still mean a lot to them? Would it to play K-State? Would they be fired up for it?
I think so. I think that obviously Wichita is kind of a melting pot. If you live in Wichita, you live next door to a K-State fan or a KU fan, and you work with those people. And yeah, I think it would be a big deal. I think they'd be excited about it. And I think as much as, Wichita State's athletic profile and men's basketball profile specifically has risen a lot in the last 10 years or so, I think there's always the desire to play the schools that are, however you want to term it, higher profile or more established or in a better conference. I think they're always going to have that desire and would be very interested in that.
You mentioned the scheduling philosophy Wichita State's had. Certainly, under Greg Marshall, they've not been afraid to play anybody. Do you think it'll change moving to the American Athletic Conference?
I think it might change a little bit. I don't know that they will have to be quite as aggressive. They don't have to now pour everything into November and December. I think in recent years in the Valley, they felt like, they really had to come out of November and December in great shape. And then they still had to, go 17-1 in the Valley to make themselves that large worthy. They won't have that kind of pressure on them. But I still think they'll need to play a very good non-conference schedule. If you look at the history of the American Athletic Conference, there's only 4 years of it, but they're not getting great seeds. I think last year they were both Cincinnati and SMU were number six. I think Louisville that first year was number four, and that's the highest the American has gotten. And Louisville, of course, is no longer in the conference. So, and there have been some teams that have gone, I think, 13-5 in the American and not gotten in the NCAA tournament. So it's not the kind of conference where you can go 10-8 in conference play and think about getting in the NCAA tournament. So Wichita State will still need to, to play a pretty strong non-conference schedule. So they may back off, slightly, but I wouldn't think it would be a dramatic change in the future.
Paul Solentrop talking with me here from the Wichita Eagle, Wichita State beat writer. One of the common criticisms I hear from K-State fans on playing Wichita State would be a concern about recruiting, being hurt, trying to recruit kids in-state. Do you think there's much to gain there for Wichita State on that end if they were to play and beat K-State?
Yeah, that's always an interesting question. I think if you talk to Wichita State coaches, and I would say this across all sports, no matter how much success they have, it's always a little bit of an uphill battle recruiting against, not just Kansas State, but, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, any of those schools that are kind of in those higher profile conferences. It's just, it's just tough. Now that will vary from sport to sport, depending. So I don't know. I guess, that's always possible. And if, Wichita State beats K-State convincingly, two or three times in a row, does that change a kid's mind? That's possible, but I think also the Wichita State coaches would tell you that, the bigger, more prominent state schools just kind of have they just start out that race with a head start. And we can look, what there's two kids on the K-State roster that I know Wichita State was involved in, Xavier Sneed, and now I'm blanking, who's the Kansas kid?
Dean Wade.
Dean Wade, yeah. Both of those kids I know Wichita State recruited them at a time when they were having, I guess what you would say, having more success than Kansas State, and both of them ended up at K-State. So I think there's just always an advantage to saying, come and play for us, and we're going to be playing KU and Oklahoma and Texas. Now, maybe being in the American eats into that a little bit, but I think that if K-State's running at a high level, it should probably have at least a few advantages over Wichita State. Playing them yearly may close that gap a little bit, but I think that's kind of an interesting question, and I'm not sure there's a firm answer for it.
Talking with Paul Solentrop here from the Wichita Eagle. He covers Wichita State. I'm sure you get asked this question almost on a daily basis, so I hope you don't mind me asking, but the most stereotypical question I could ask you, how much longer is Greg Marshall going to be at Wichita State?
Well, I would think moving to the American would help Wichita State's case. The fear, I think, was that he was tired of the Valley, that he was tired of kind of fighting for these, you know, a 9 seed when he was winning a bunch of games, that he would tire of, you know, 30-point wins. That seems like an odd thing to get tired of, but I think that was a concern, that he would tire of, you know, playing in front of 2,500 people at Drake and feel like it was time to move on to a bigger stage. So I would think the American would help in all those aspects. So, you know, if that's the case, I mean, I think he's already established that he, you know, he likes Wichita, he likes the lifestyle, he likes the university, all those kind of things. I know his family likes it. So now it's a better situation now than it was 3 months ago. So I would, you know, I guess if you're a Wichita State fan, you'll probably never totally relax, but I would think that the American is a step in the right direction to keeping him around for more years.
Well, Paul, much appreciate the time and joining me here on the show. Enjoy burning the midnight oil at the Valley Baseball Tournament. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, Paul Solentrop of the Wichita Eagle covers Wichita State. Appreciate his thoughts there. If you missed any of it, newsradiokman.com, the On Demand tab podcast will be up after the show. You Can't Be Serious at 5:50. Coming up, though, I'll make Brady uncomfortable with this Tom Brady concussion saga that's been going on. You're listening to The Game.